All right, Ryder D, look, we won't talk about the main event. Your bike broke. A lot of guys' bikes broke. That sucked. But, dude, main event. Heat race. Awesome. Good job.
Yeah. We came into this weekend. Everyone's asking me about the mud, and I think every single mud race that I've done, I've won. Just weird, odd, but I think maybe it's from me and my buddies going out in the rain in Bakersfield that we get once a year.
Okay. We couldn't figure out, like, where the Bakersfield kid got good at the mud.
Dude, like...
Your headphones are mine.
Huh? These are mine.
What's that noise? Is that me?
Oh, that's my phone.
It's your phone. All right, sorry. Okay, so every mud race you're actually good at, because I couldn't figure it out in the press box why you were so good.
Yeah, it was a thing for me and my buddies when it was downpouring in Bakersfield that we'd go ride. Like, that was just our thing. So maybe that helped, but yeah, it was I got a good start. My starts were terrible last weekend, and I've never had that happen, so I was always playing catch-up, and then this week we practiced them and got out to a good start, and both heat and main weren't bad, and I got taken out, crashed in the main, and then obviously bike malfunctioned. But the heat race was it was a check off the box.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Second race ever. Hey, you've done a bunch of future races. What's the difference? What's it like? What's the difference between it? Or is there much in your mind?
I mean, there's a big difference, right? Obviously, you're racing against guys that I've watched on TV for a while now.
Yeah.
But it doesn't.
Yeah, but you did that in the Nationals.
It
so.
Doesn't. It, yeah, like I'm the guy that, like, I don't look at numbers or jerseys. Like, I don't look at people's backs at all. So, to me, that's a good thing. Like, I don't really look at anybody that's better than me or has more skill than me.
Yeah.
So, if I just put myself in a good position and ride like I know how to, I'll be up there. But it is a lot of pressure taking off winning a heat race. Even if it is muddy, like, just winning one is super cool.
No, that is awesome. You got a heat race bonus, too?
I think so.
You probably do. Hey, you're working with Will now, RV, and you know, he was too busy, you're too busy, I get it. What's it like working with Will and working with this team? I haven't talked to you in the off season, so what's that been like?
Will's super great. I think it's what I needed in my program. RV was really good, and he got me to a point that was good, and he almost like pushed me to Will and was like, hey, this is your next best bet, which is cool. And he's at the track every now and then and still supports me, and we built more of like a friendship just outside of racing, that we can go to lunch or whatever. But joining Will is something I need. Me and Pierce get along really well, and I think that's what's helped us get to this point. I'm just excited to show what we've done on a dry track.
Yeah. Anaheim won last week. When I wrote about you, or maybe when I talked about you, I don't know, I was like, it's okay. It's not great. It's not bad, though. Like, that was a nice start to your Supercross finish. Do you feel that way?
Yeah. Yes and no.
Throw your helmet and shit.
No, I was happy but not happy. Like, it for sure kept me up Sunday and Monday night thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I was not stoked. So I think coming into this weekend, like, either rain or shine, I was putting myself – up front, no matter what. I was going to do anything it took. So I think it almost gave me a little fire in my ass to get going. Like, last weekend wasn't me at all. So I'm excited to go next week and race.
It was okay. That's where I was at.
Yeah, it was okay. That's what I felt.
All right. Well, hey, never mind about the main event tonight. That sucks balls. But heat race win, that's cool. And Bakersfield Mud Rider, who knew? Thanks, man.
Yeah, not bad.